Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, beautiful people from all over the world. I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome today to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, Here with you every day in every way to assist you in manifesting the exceptional reality you've been dreaming about. Now, who am I, you ask? I'm your host with the most from the West Coast, here to help you take daily steps forward in expanding your consciousness while purposefully creating through the power of mindful intention an exceedingly and abundantly manifestation of your exceptional reality. Let's go. Now, today's true gem hymn of the day, beautiful people, is about habits. Say it with me, habits. Now, what is a habit? A habit is a tendency or practice that is routine or regular in its frequent use. So we're going to talk about habits. Today's title of this episode, episode number 18, if you're listening, is habits, the extraneous variables that will ultimately determine our failure or success. I came up with this title yesterday for this topic, habits, when I was talking to my friend eating a burger that I haven't caught up with in a long time. And we talked about the power of our thoughts, the power of our words. And I noticed something interesting, beautiful people, because I was going through some struggles myself as of recently with a certain habit. We also talked about affirmations here on M a couple days ago. Positive affirmations play in our mind daily in the form of negative or positive self-talk. And as Aristotle claims, the great scientist and philosopher, we are what we repeatedly do. So excellence then is not an act but a habit. One more time, Aristotle quotes, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act but a habit. So repeatedly doing something over and over and over again can be beneficial, and it can also in the negative be harmful. And we want to make positive habits here on So as I began to talk to my friend, I noticed, I asked her a question. I said, which ones weigh more if you had to put a weight to them, your positive or negative thoughts? Because we're talking about prosperity affirmations versus poverty affirmations. And she said, while thinking about it, her negative thoughts weighed more than her positive. And we were like, wow, let's ponder on that. What's a way that we can create a habit to change those around? And if it's true what people say, which is that human beings are creatures of habit, and we are what we repeatedly do, today, beautiful people, before I get into any solutions on how to fix these problems, I ask you, my question is, what are some of your good and bad habits that you currently have that benefit you or do not serve you? Or do they serve you? What are these habits that help you or harm you on your daily journey and quest for success while you are continuously and mindfully making concerted effort to ensure that you are walking in the manifestation of your exceptional reality? Think about that, beautiful people. Do your habits serve you or do they harm you? Okay? And I want you to focus willfully, mindfully, intentionally on living a life fueled by the unbridled fire of your passions today, so you can walk in your best life now. Now, in 1987, a man by the name of Stephen R. Covey wrote a book titled The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. In this book, he provided his audience with insight and invaluable perspective on how some of the most successful people in the world, beautiful people in the world, effectively go about in their thought and action to attain their goals. These 7 habits he listed read as follows. Be proactive. Begin with the end in mind, so see the finish line, see the tape, see the light at the end of the tunnel. Put first things first, or in other words, number 3 is prioritize. Always think win-win, number 4. Seek first to understand, then be understood, which is number 5. Synergize, which is create something that was not there and put it in action. And 7, sharpens the steel. Steel sharpens steel. Sharpen your tools. Today on I'd like you to focus your energies on your habits and creating new habits. And what I would like you to do is write out these negative thoughts that you have and change them into a positive statement or an affirmation and put them into practice. This is your host with the most, that afternoon power boost of a jolt after your breakfast toast. I wish you peace, blessing, and abundance, wealth, joy, happiness, love, and health above everything else. I'll see you tomorrow. Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, beautiful people from all over the world. I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, Here with you every day in every way to assist you in manifesting the exceptional reality you've been dreaming about. Now, who am I? I'm your host with the most from the West Coast, here to help you take daily steps forward in expanding your consciousness while purposefully creating through the power of mindful intention and exceedingly and abundantly manifestation of your exceptional reality. Let's go. Now, today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day, beautiful people, is worry. And today's title for episode number 19 is worry. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. We're going to talk about worry, the war of the mind. We're warring in our mind sometimes with worry. And what is worry, you ask? Worry is to think about problems or unpleasant things that might happen in a way that make you feel unhappy. They might make you feel uncomfortable thinking about these things. They might make you feel anxiety stricken or fill you with panic and or cause you to be frightened. Now, worry in adjective form means the causing of anxiety about actual circumstances or potential problems. Beautiful people, today I'd like you to think about some things. I'd like you to think at a time where you spent ruminating or dwelling on obstacles of the present or obstacles in the past and obsessing over them to the point that you vividly imagine scenarios playing out in your mind, fueled by the power of your imagination, something that was overwhelmingly concerning to you. Now that same particular situation, now that it's a far-gone conclusion and an occurrence of the past, ask yourself, did it do you any good to worry about it? Was it really that big of a deal in hindsight or retrospect? Think about that. Most of you will probably answer no. My mother would say often that there's no use of crying over spilled milk, but there is also truly no reason to spend time worrying and spending emotional energy on something that is truly out of your control. Something that does not benefit you is worrying about things that are out of your control. If you have done all that you can do on your part to make sure that this foreseeable problem issue that has been concerning you is taken care of to the best of your ability, simply let it go, Mom would say. Mom would say it doesn't serve you. You can't do anything about it because you've done all you can do. Let it go. Now, beautiful people, I'd like to tell you that 99% of the things that you worry about, beautiful people, and this is so beautiful, they'll never actually happen. So let's make it a point to stop worrying about everything that can go wrong, and let's get excited about focusing on all the things that will go right for us. Recently, I was worried about my finances on the trip that I'm gonna go on to Greece and Europe and spend some time exploring and writing this book that I've been working on for years. But I just fell back on Mom's information, read some of this book, The Happiness Track, and just soaked in some of the good information that I was reading. And just let it all go. I played Hakuna Matata in my mind from the movie The Lion King that my brother and sister used to love to watch so much as they was kids, and we used to babysit for them. And on Hakuna Matata, the song says, "It's all problem-free philosophy, Hakuna Matata, which means don't worry for the rest of your days." Don't worry for the rest of your days. Be about that problem-free philosophy. Bobby McFerrin, a famous singer in the 1980s, also had a song, and he sang it in a Caribbean type of accent. "Don't worry, be happy." Now, I don't sound like I'm Jamaican or from the Caribbean, like Barbados or nothing like that, but you get the point. Don't worry, be happy. Now, there's a lot of things out there that's causing you worry that you allow to cause yourself worry. Like, you're worrying about your finances, you're worried about your future, you're worried about your self-esteem as far as being a good parent is concerned, you're worried about being a good lover in your romantic relationship with the person that you love so dearly. But I'm here to tell you, don't worry about that. Focus on what it is that you want. Worry can cause an increase of stress. Worry can severely impact your physical and mental health, which cause you to pay more in healthcare costs. Worry can cause extreme fatigue and loss of sleep or chronic insomnia and snowball into other problems. Today on we want you to cut all that out. We want you to sit down with a piece of paper, write out your worries, and flip them into the positive. Now, this is your host with the most, that afternoon power boost of a jolt after your breakfast toast. I wish you peace, blessing, and abundance, wealth, joy, happiness, love, and health above everything else. Have a beautiful day, beautiful people, and we'll meet again tomorrow.